Hi everyone, this is Vicki Woodyard talking, as usual, about nothing. When we look inside consciously, there's nothing there. When we don't look inside, we are mechanical and there is just stuff flowing over out of the garbage bin of the mind. I remember Vernon Howard saying, you can keep all of your problems or you can get rid of all of your problems. There is no in between. You would think that we would choose to get rid of all of our problems, which is done by being aware. But we have so little energy available for awareness. That's why my all-time favorite statement is, work hard gathering energy when you have no problems. You see, we fritter it through idle chatter, both inside us and outside with other people. We fritter it away by numbing out. With me, it's coffee, Hershey Kisses, checking email or Facebook. There are infinite ways in which we choose to lose our precious supply of energy. But something calls me to come in here and make these brief recordings. I love the vow of Kuan Yin, as many of you know, because the vow is the how. I vow to relieve the suffering of all sentient beings. When you try to relieve just your own suffering, you're coming at it from completely mechanical angles, and it just won't work. You can't fix life. Life is way too big to be fixed by thought. I don't know about you, but my life is just one big old mess, one big blob of amorphous negativity, thoughts of my misery floating in and out of my head in one ear and out the other. Blobs of, oh, I can fix this if I just get organized, if I just think straighter. No, that's not the answer. And that's what a true teacher will tell you. There is no mental answer. I'm a control freak. And being a control freak just means you lack faith. Now, why am I called to write and speak? Not because I'm perfect, but because I am imperfect. We are the fallen people. There's a saying in the work that you have to reach the end of your rope in order to catch the rope of the work. And that you will never fail to hear the thud of the rope. You look over and it's there. So the first step in awakening is to know that you are in a state of sleep. That's why I can't listen to all these non-dual speakers on YouTube that continually say I had an experience of being one with everything and now I can tell you how to wake up because I'm enlightened. Phooey. Phooey. We are here to know that sin is simply being mechanical. It's being in a state of sleep, which the Christ consciousness is a state of coming awake. Christ died conscious. Take a breath now. Let yourself be empty, open, receptive to being nothing. Let yourself open to being a failure in your own eyes and a failure in the eyes of the world, because the world ain't nothing but a big old piece of misery. Feel the silence. Feel the healing in the silence. Why is it silent now? Because a confession has been made and after the confession comes the healing. For you and for me. Thanks for listening.